Tainus Berk Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Avru Elav Lo Nanu. If these six Tainius passed, and still their tefillas weren't answered, and still it didn't rain, Mematin B'masu Matan. They limit business, and Tosfos Yom Tov says this is Dafka Masu Matan, business of pleasure, like buying things for a simcha or things like that. Bibinyan, also building things, like the Rav says, a base chasnus for a chuppah. Uvinatiya and planting, also for simcha. That's what's usher here. If you would plant, let's say, a tree to give shade, just like malachim, kings would sit under trees for shade, that's what's usher. Masha enkein, a person that builds a house to live in and just plants a tree for fruits, that's mutter, the Rav says. Be'erisin uvinisuin, they also would limit be'erisin uvinisuin. So some learn that this means they would not have any erisin and any nisuin and any people getting married, but there's no erisin or nisuin done, unless Tversol says it's a person that was not Mekayim Piri Verivya, it's his first marriage, but nevertheless, they would not have any simcha at these weddings. Uvishelo sholom bin adam lechavero, and they would limit greetings between man and his fellow friend. Kivnei adam hanizuf in lamakum, like people that are ashamed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that somebody, it's almost like Tosfos brings, somebody that screams at him. Like the Rambam brings the Targum that says, Vayigar bo v'nozof bei. And he screamed at him and he was ashamed. Hayachidim chozum misanim ad sheyetze nisan. So now once this passes, there were no more tainius after this. So then the Yechidim, those Talmid Chacham that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, they would go back and they would still fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, ad sheyetze nisan, until Nisan passed. Now we don't mean the Chodesh of Nisan that we refer to. We're talking about the Kufa, the time of Nisan, when 30 days after the time of Nisan, that's how long they went. Yotza Nisan v'lo yarduk sham. If this time passed and still it hasn't rained, it's a simin klala, as it says in Shmuel, where Shmuel was saying that it's the time to harvest and cut the grain, not a time for it to rain, and raining was detrimental. And Shmuel was explaining how what was being done was evil in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. That's why it was raining at that time. So after the tekuf of Nisan, the rain is not good anymore, and that's why it's a simin klala. The Rav says, though, that in outside of Eretz Yisrael, where the time of rain, the periods of rain are different, it always goes by those periods of rain. So they would always ask, and their tefillahs would always go by each of the periods of rain for each location. And if that period passes, then based in is gozer, tiniest on the tzibur, just like they would in Eretz Yisrael, with the exception of when they would finish eating, Tversol brings, where it seems that they can continue and eat at night.